With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities in Texas say at least 82 people have died in those devastating floods. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he had a chance to visit Camp Mystic, the site where nearly 30 young girls were swept away by the Guadalupe River.
It was nothing short of horrific to see what those young children went through. And we will remain 100% dedicated, searching for every single one of the children who were at Camp Mystic, as well as anybody else at the entire riverbed, to make sure that they're going to be recovered.
The governor's comments airing on KVUE. Greg Clarkson reports President Trump has signed a disaster declaration for Texas.
The president said the scenes from central Texas are hard to watch.
It's a horrible thing that took place. Absolutely horrible.
He said his administration is working with officials in the state and that his heart goes out to those affected.
We say God bless all of the people that have gone through so much, and God bless the state of Texas.
The president said he'll probably visit the state on Friday. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And listeners who wish to help in the disaster rescue effort can make donations to www.salvationarmytexas.org. More floating border wall on its way to South Texas.
The head of Homeland Security signs a waiver allowing for the deployment of about 17 miles of buoys in the Rio Grande. The agency said in a statement that the waterborne barriers are intended to create a safer border environment for patrolling agents, as well as a deterrent for illegal immigrants attempting to illegally cross the river.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. And the stock market struggling a little bit in early trading this morning after coming off a very winning session on Thursday of last week, an abbreviated session before the 4th of July holiday. Right now, the Dow is down 70 points. This is SRN News. Some recent immigrants say that religious freedom is the best thing about America.
Baptist Press has been quizzing Southern Baptist leaders who were born in other countries, and to a man, the thing they say they treasure most about this country is the freedom to practice their faith. Pastor Alexei Karmilov, who lives in California, says in the Soviet Union, his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather were all persecuted for their faith. Pastor Misael Rodriguez, who works for Louisiana Baptist University, was hounded by the authorities in Cuba. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has blocked many of the state's pro-life laws, reimposing a preliminary injunction against them just a little over a month after the state's highest court had lifted a previous hold. The order by Jackson County Circuit Judge Jerry Zhang said the abortion restrictions likely violate a state constitutional abortion amendment that was approved by voters just last year. This is SRN News. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green has announced his official resignation from Congress after staying long enough to vote for President Trump's mega bill.
Congressman Mark Green announced his official resignation from Congress on Friday, a move that was expected, but one that could, at least for now, shrink Republicans' already narrow majority in the House. With his resignation, Republicans are down to a 219 to 212 majority in the House, at least until his seat in the solidly red district is filled. His resignation will be effective July 20th. Green, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, said he was returning to the private sector to start his own business, but did not provide details about that business.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw has been selected for his 11th All-Star game, joining the roster as a legend pick by MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred at 37. Kershaw is the oldest National League All-Star for the July 15th game at Atlanta's Truist Park. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.